Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. First, I just want to say thank you all so much for all the love on the new launch, the new podcast name and the cover art and all that stuff. I'm so grateful. I loved how everything turned out and I'm so happy that you guys are loving it too. I just want to remind you guys that as you guys requested, because I asked you guys on my Instagram story which day you preferred the podcast to go up, and almost, I think it was 48%, which was the winning day, was Monday. So now there are going to be new episodes every Monday. And I love that because honestly, I used to love Mondays and now not so much. So now I have something very exciting to look forward to. So another thing I also want to remind you guys that we now have a Instagram for the pod. That's so cool. I am uploading a bunch and just a very fun space, and it's just really fun and cool. So if you want to follow, it's at the latest chapter pod. So that is a little update. I'm literally filming this Sunday, so tomorrow this episode is going up, and I'm actually very excited for this one because I have seen this trend. I don't know if it's a trend or not, but just a few videos and a lot of people on TikTok and on YouTube literally just react to unpopular bookish book opinions, and I really like that. So I'm gonna do that today. I'm gonna react to you guys' unpopular bookish opinions. I did ask you all in my Instagram story all your unpopular book opinions. So I'm gonna be reading them and reacting to them, talking about each one. So let's get right to it because there are a bunch. You guys did not hold back and I love that. Okay, let's start with the unpopular book opinions. Okay, so we are starting strong. This was the first comment and I could not agree more. So the first one is, calling a book overhyped shouldn't exist. And you know what? I completely agree. I actually heard Amen on TikTok talk about this in a TikTok, in a video a couple of weeks ago. I think it was the trend that was going on for like the icks, the BookTok icks, and one of those icks was this exact opinion. A book is never overhyped, in my opinion, because if you read a book and you didn't like it, but it's a really hyped up book, it doesn't mean that it's overhyped. Like, you can read a very hyped up book, a very popular BookTok trendy book, and you just simply didn't like it, and that is totally fine, but it doesn't mean that the book isn't good for some people. It doesn't mean that it's overhyped. It doesn't mean that BookTok lied to you. Like, everyone has their own opinions. And if you didn't like a book, that's fine. And if you did like a book, that's also fine. That's great. But yeah, this thing where I sometimes see people saying that, oh, this book is overhyped. It was so bad, blah, blah, blah. Like, why do people do that? Like, it's fine. It's not overhyped. It doesn't exist. It literally shouldn't exist. And you can disagree with me if you want. That is also totally fine. But I actually do agree with this. Calling a book overhyped shouldn't exist. Okay, next one is really funny to me because I can also relate. It says, We Were Liars is a 1-star for me, nearly DNF'd it. I'm sorry. Okay, if you don't know what We Were Liars is a book, a really popular BookTok book from 2021. I think it was like the beginning of 2021, but when I started reading, I immediately bought We Were Liars because it was really popular on BookTok. And I did read it. I didn't give it 1 star and I didn't DNF it, but I think I gave it like 3, 3 stars. I mean, what I remember, it wasn't bad. Like horrific bad. I don't feel like it was horrific bad. I just remember that the entire time I was reading the book, I was so confused. I swear to God, I was so confused. I just did not know what was happening. I know about the plot twist, I know, but I was just either way confused. And when the plot twist came, I was like, what? I had to like slowly like put things together. And I was like, like the plot twist was not it for me. I don't know, like I didn't feel that, oh my gosh, like what is happening? Like a very good plot twist. And also I've seen like a bunch of people say the same thing. Honestly, I can agree, We Were Liars. It's not that it's a 1 star for me, but it's not the best. Okay, this next one actually hurt. It hurts. No, I'm just kidding, but why? Okay, My Killer Vacation is worst. Oh my god, why? Okay, I actually loved My Killer Vacation. It's just, I feel like it's a really short, fun, entertaining book, you know? Or maybe you don't know because you hated it. But it's fine. I can't relate though. I can't. I did really like the book. But next time, give me context. I want to see the opinion of why My Killer Vacation is bad, in your opinion. Okay, next one. When it's a romance and the only problem is each other, they should have more problems. This one got me thinking. It got me thinking. Like, when I read a book that the whole main focus and the plot of the book is just the romance and the couple, it feels like there's something missing. That's it. Like, it feels like there's something missing, and I wish there would be more. So I can totally agree with this. For example, I'm gonna give the best example, recent example of a book. I recently read Indigo Ridge, and it was so good. And why I loved it so much is because, yeah, it's a spicy romance. You get like a friends with benefits to lovers, but there's also a lot more to the story because we have the romance of the couple, and yeah, they have a couple of issues, but we have like a whole plot of the story, which is like linked to the main female character because she's a cop and it's basically like a murder mystery. So things like that I love. And yeah, I've noticed that when a book only has like romance and the plot is the couple and they have like a couple problems, I don't get really connected, like fully connected to the book, and I just get bored at some point. So yeah, I can totally relate. This next one I love because yes, short chapters are the best. They totally are. Like when I read a book and the chapters are the longest thing ever, I can't. I just can't. Like I feel like it's gonna take me forever, and I get really, I don't know why, I get annoyed at very long chapters. So when a book has like short chapters, it already won my heart. Like I can read that book. I know I can finish the book. That is also another thing. Like some of the books that I've DNF'd is because the chapters are so long that I'm just like, when am I going to like the second chapter? Like, how long is this gonna take me? So yeah, totally agree with you. Okay, this next one I just can't really say anything about this one because I haven't read the book. It says The Song of Achilles is so bad. To be honest, I haven't read the book. I started the book. Well, I tried. It's not that I started it. I tried reading The Song of Achilles. I couldn't. I DNF'd it because English is my second language, and I just did not understand like half of the things they were saying the entire time. And I think I read like maybe 25 pages, 20 pages, and it took so long. And at the end, I was just really confused of those 20 pages and exhausted. So I stopped reading But I know that a lot of people do like it, so I can't really say, in my opinion, if it's a good or bad book. So, sorry about that. Don't know about that one. Okay, you guys don't even know how many answers I got about Colleen Hoover and her books. It's insane. You guys are gonna see. But this next one says, I didn't like Ugly Love. And you know what? I've had a lot of time to process every Colleen Hoover book. And Ugly Love was my favorite book for a while. But now that I think about it, like, I know that it's nothing really, like, special. Like, special. But I just remember that I did really like it. But I can see the problems. Like, I can see the issues that it has. Don't think it's bad or good. I think it's okay now. Which is crazy to say because you guys know, like, I loved that book. I'm not really hurt anymore by that comment. Okay. Next one is also from Ugly Love. So I'm just gonna say it. I don't see why Ugly Love is so popular. So it's basically kind of the same thing. And yeah, that is basically my opinion. Like, I get if someone didn't like the book. Okay, this next one is, I think The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue is overrated. And again, I don't think that we should use the word, like, overhyped, overrated. Because, you know what? Maybe for someone out there, that was his or hers or their favorite book ever, and it still is. And that's why I think, like, no book is overrated, overhyped. You just didn't like it. And that's the truth. Like, personally, I did not like The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. I DNF'd it 100-something pages, and I just could not do it. Like, for the life of me, I just cannot get through it. It was just not for me. But do I think it's overrated? I mean, no, because again, for someone out there, it was like the best book ever. Okay, next one. Often I prefer if a book is just a standalone instead of a series. And I can totally agree with this one because there are some times where stories get like really dragged out into series, into like, I don't know, like a lot of books. And at the end of it, you're just like, what was this even about? Like, what was book one? I think that happens quite a lot. And it must, I don't know, like, I'm not an author. It must be hard to write a book series. So I do think that some books are better as standalones. And I think that's completely okay to think that, you know? But yeah, I do think the same. It's funny, yeah. Okay, this next one, again with the Colleen Hoover. Coho is not good. Haven't liked a single one of her books. And I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like you're not gonna like some authors, you're not gonna like some books. And she's like literally like the most famous author at the moment. Like quite literally the most famous author in the world at the moment. I sometimes see people slander other people for not liking Colleen Hoover. So I don't think it's okay to literally slander people for not liking an author. But I do want to say it's another thing. It's really different to just say, like, I didn't like this author. And another to go to, like, write or comment in a post about someone that is making a video or a specific post about, like, their favorite author or their favorite book. Like, you also don't need to say, like, that is the worst author ever. Like, there's a fine line. You can have your opinions, but also don't go slandering people for liking the author. I don't know if I'm making any sense. But you know what? Here, I don't mind if you didn't like Colleen Hoover. Totally your opinion. It's fine. This next one is about tabbing your books and just how you use bookmarks. So it says, it's okay to dog ear, tab, highlight, and write in your book because it is your book. All in caps. And I totally agree. Like, why do people care so much about how you hold your book? If you break the spine, if you highlight, if you write in the book, if you dog ear, like, is it your book? No. So why do people spend so much time worrying if others are doing that to their books? Like, who cares? It's not your book. It's not like someone is going to your library, picking out one of your books and doing all that stuff that you don't like. So, I mean, it's fine. It's totally okay if you dog ear a book, if you tab it, how you tab your books, whatever way you tab your books. It doesn't matter. It's your book. It is your book. If you highlight it, if you write in your books with pens, with pencils, with markers, again, I completely agree. It's your book. I got another opinion. Short chapters are better than long chapters. And yes, love that. Next one is, all your perfect wasn't as devastating as everyone made it out to be. I can honestly agree with this one because I remember that I read All Your Perfect, and I remember that I was very annoyed the entire time because it's just a when the couple is not communicating, all the problems is because they're just not communicating. Obviously All Your Perfect is not all about that, I know, but that's what I remember, that I was just really annoyed with the couple. And just like the guy, Graham, I think it was his name, overall did not like him. I just don't remember what I rated this book, but now that I think about it, honestly, it was just nothing special to me. So yeah, that's my opinion now. Okay, next one is a lot of overhyped opinions. People We Meet on Vacation was overhyped by TikTok and it's not good. I did read People We Meet on Vacation and it wasn't like my favorite of all time. So like I get why you didn't like it, but I don't think, again, like if people like the book, like people just like the book, it's not exactly overhyped. Like people just like it, people just liked it, you didn't like it, but that's okay. It wasn't my favorite either, but her books are not like my favorite. But I mean, I did read Book Lovers this year and I did actually really like that book, so I'm happy that I did like that one because the other ones by her were not really my favorite. Okay, next one is The Hating Game wasn't that great. Love how you worded that though. And I didn't read The Hating Game, so I can't say if it was good or bad for me. But since it became a movie, I have heard obviously more things about the book. Some people do like it, some people don't like it, but it's a very mixed opinion kind of book. Just those kind of books where people, like half of the people like it and the other half don't really like it, so it doesn't surprise me though. Next one is, I find fantasy books boring. Well, my question is, do you find them boring because you don't like actual fantasy, like fantasy worlds or like the storylines, or do you like... Or what kind of books do you like? Like, do you like romance? Do you like mystery? Do you like nonfiction? And I ask because if you like romance, I can actually recommend some fantasy books that have romance. And I'm actually planning on a video, so stay tuned. A video on my YouTube channel, so stay tuned. But just if you like romance and you don't like fantasy, maybe you could try fantasy books that have romance. And maybe you will like them. That is my recommendation. I don't really know if you like other genres, so it's not that specific. But personally, I do enjoy fantasy books. I've been kind of like enjoying fantasy recently, so kind of been switching it up between romance and fantasy. But I mean, it's totally okay and totally fine that you don't like fantasy. Next one is, I disliked Love in Other Words. And I do remember I read this book. It was the first book that we read for the book club. And I remember that I liked it. It wasn't like my favorite thing ever. Now that I think about it, like if I think about it, it's not like that special, wow, impactful book, if you know what I mean. But it did have a plot twist that I did not see coming. So that one was good. But I mean, I get if you didn't like it. Next one is The Inheritance Games didn't work for me. And again, totally fine with that. And I did start The Inheritance Games and I just stopped reading because honestly, like, it was really, really similar to Knives Out, the movie. And when I started reading The Inheritance Games, I had recently watched Knives Out. So it was just all really not exactly the same, but it was kind of the same. So I still don't know if Knives Out is like, it took inspiration from The Inheritance Games. Like, I have honestly no idea. So I think that's why I stopped reading The Inheritance Games, but like, I understand if you didn't like it. Okay, next one is, I'm gonna say the two comments from the same person. The first one is, Taylor Jenkins Reid is the best author ever. All of you guys should read Carrie Soto is Back. Okay, so Carrie Soto is Back is from the new release by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And honestly, I really, really like Taylor Jenkins Reid. I think she is an amazing author. She has, her writing is amazing. It's, in my opinion, it's honestly brilliant. And she has more grown-up books. She has a lot of plot-driven books, which is very, very good. Like, for example, one of her most famous books, which is The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, I completely loved. It wasn't like my favorite thing ever, but I enjoyed that book. I think the writing was brilliant, and I actually haven't read Carrie Soto is Back, which, if you have read Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid, Carrie Soto is mentioned in Malibu Rising. So I have heard great things about Carrie Soto is Back, so I'm definitely going to read that one. Okay, this next one, I could not agree more. I hate when covers are changed to match the film of the book. Oh my god. Honestly, same. Like, same. I don't know why they do that. Like, I mean, I guess I think it's because it's gonna get more traction, gonna get more viewers, because you want to relate the book to the movie and the movie to the book, but I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, book covers are supposed to be, in my opinion, book covers are supposed to be book covers, not movie covers in book covers. Like, no. It's like if The Summer I Turned Pretty became, I think they already did that, actually. Like, they took the cover from the TV show and put it to the book. Like, no. In my opinion, no. The Summer I Turned Pretty original covers are beautiful. I love them. Chef's kiss. But why do they put... I don't get it. No. Like, if you think it's good and you like it, go you, but not for me. Next one, from the same person. I find it cringe when authors include things like TikTok in the book. You know what? Like, I've read quite a few books that have, like, more, like, modernized topics, and that is why when I do like book reviews for those specific books, I say there are mentions of like social media or like modernized topics or like Gen Z topics or like Gen Z or millennial slang. Like, I try to mention that because I know that it's not everyone's cup of tea, and if a book overdoes it, like it has too much. But if it mentions it like once or twice, like, I don't mind. Okay, next one is, I actually like the pregnancy trope. And you know what, like, personally, I don't like the pregnancy trope. It's just because it's not for me. But I don't get why it gets so much hate. What I honestly think is that a book should, like, tell you when it has, like, a pregnancy trope, but I know that doesn't make any sense, because most books that have the pregnancy trope is, like, the surprise pregnancy trope. Like, it's not actually involved in the plot. But, you know, that's what I wish it would have. So if people do like the pregnancy trope, they can read the book. And if people don't like it, they can just not read the book. Okay, this next one says, I love We Were Liars. And I know I just like totally at the beginning said I did not like We Were Liars, but I mean, if you liked it, go you. I hope you read Family of Liars, I think it's called, the second book, and let me know how that went, because I did read We Were Liars, but if the second one is better than the first one, maybe I'm gonna give it a try. Oh my god, this next one though. The Great Gatsby is a trash book. Oh my god. Honestly, I haven't read The Great Gatsby, like the book. I did see the movie. I thought it was really good. But I didn't read the book, so I don't have an opinion on that. Next one is, I didn't like the Summer I Turned Pretty series. And I mean, I can kind of like understand why. Because honestly, like the Summer I Turned Pretty trilogy is really YA, like it's a young adult series. So maybe you will like better the TV show, because I feel like the TV show is a bit more grown up-ish, a bit more than the books, but still, you could give it a try. Maybe you will like it, I don't know. Okay, next one says, reading in silence is better than with music. Completely agree. And that is because I just cannot focus, honestly. I just can't focus when I have like music or like background sounds, music. It can be any type of sound, and I get really easily distracted. And that is just a me problem. But I know that a lot of people like to listen to like classical music or like lo-fi music, or heck, I don't know, like Gilmore Girls. It's totally fine. Like I wish I could do that. I actually wish I could concentrate in doing both things at the same time, you know? But I mean, I get it. I totally get it. I do like reading in complete silence. Okay, from the same person, Colleen Hoover actually has really good books. Parentheses, hating this Colleen slander at the moment. And that is why I say, like, how I think about it is just that when people get famous, they're gonna have a lot of haters. It's just what happens. Like, no matter what you do, like, a lot of people are not gonna like you. And a lot of people will like you. So for me, how I see it is that it's just like, she's now literally a celebrity. Okay, this next one really got me thinking. Rom-com books now focus so much on the smut that there is no plot. Like, half sex scenes is enough. You know what? Like, yeah, it's partially true, because a lot of rom-coms now are spicy rom-coms. And I feel like rom-coms used to be very, like, funny and cute rom-com stories. Like, very playful, sweet rom-coms, you know? And now we see those rom-commy covers that are, like, books filled with smut. And you know what? Like, personally, I can read whatever. But, I mean, I understand if you don't like that. Okay, this next one is, I'm not sure if it's actually unpopular, but I don't like age gap as a trope, like over 8 years. And I think like tropes in general are very just preferences, you know? Like, some people will like age gap romances and other people like won't. There are some books with age gap that I've liked, because age gap is not my personal favorite, but I mean, I feel like when it's done right, it's okay. But definitely I agree that there can be some circumstances where it's just not, like, no, like, definitely not not okay. But it has to be very specific, like a controversial specific type of thing. But I get if you don't like it. I mean, it's definitely not for everyone. Okay, next one is I like making dog-eared pages. And I talked about this before, and it's just literally okay. I mean, I know it's unpopular because I don't see anyone doing that anymore. I used to do that, but I just don't know because I have my bookmarks, but I used to do that to like tap your page, right? Like if you aren't like not done with a book, you kind of tap it, or you kind of like do the dog ear thing to actually tap a book and for you to know when you liked a book, liked a quote, etc., etc. So I mean, it's fine, but I know it's unpopular. I actually think it's unpopular, but it's good if you like it. Totally up to you. Okay, this next one is they both die at the end. In parentheses, everyone hates it, but I love it. And I didn't read they both die at the end because they literally both die at the end. It's just, it put me off because I knew it was a sad book. But if you liked it, I mean, that's the whole point. Good for you if you liked the book. I know a lot of people do love that book. Okay, this next one is Beach Read is so bad. That's how it was written. I tried reading Beach Read. Did not happen. It was putting me in a reading slump. I just stopped reading. That's why I said before that Emily Henry is not my favorite author. I did like Book Lovers, but again, Beach Read was definitely not one of my favorites. I just felt it was it was slow for me, at least. I felt it kind of slow. And I don't know if it was the setting or the characters that I didn't really connect with. Next one is Friends to Lovers is the best trope. Friends to Lovers is one of my favorite tropes. I can't agree that it's the best trope, but I think it's one of the best tropes. So we can agree on that. But I'm thinking of I've read a lot of childhood best friends to lovers. With like, obviously, I feel like every childhood best friends to lovers book is a second chance romance at the same time, because they like become best friends their entire childhood. They are best friends, then they break up, and like 10 years later they're married or some shit, I don't know. But I mean, I do really like the friends to lovers because I don't know, like they just are friends before and they know each other and they know their little quirks, and I don't know, it's cute. I find it cute. Okay, this next one is interesting. Sometimes the kinks in books don't do it for me and it ruins my opinion of the characters. And I think this ties really well with what I was saying earlier, that books need to have specific tropes in the description of the book. Like, because kinks can very well be tropes. Some kinks can be tropes. Like, you can really describe some of the kinks maybe in the description of the book. Kinks sometimes definitely can change the perspective of a character. And I mean, that's completely okay. But that's why I think like we should maybe have like a description of the things that we're gonna see, we're gonna read. Okay, this next one, Tess Gerritsen, Gerritsen, sorry, is an amazing author and needs more recognition. Ignorant me, but I don't know who that is. I'm looking it up, give me a sec. Okay, so she's an American author, a retired general physician, and she has books like The Surgeon, The Apprentice, The Sinner, Body Double. She has a lot of books. Thank you for the rec, though. I need to start getting into her books. I don't know. I'm going to look them up later. Okay, next one is Love Triangles Suck. And I feel like love triangles could suck, but if you write them well, they won't suck. I'm definitely not a writer. I definitely do not know anything about writing, but I feel like if a love, like the love triangle trope is well written, it can work because it's not my favorite as well. Like, it's not my favorite trope to find in a book. And when I do, like find out that a book has a love triangle trope, it gets me a little bit annoyed. Maybe that's gonna put me off reading the book. But yeah, maybe if the love triangle would be written differently or something, I don't know, maybe it could work. Okay, this next one I hadn't heard before. I don't like when someone's hobby is book collecting instead of book reading. And this is a thing. Like, buying books and reading books are totally different hobbies, like two separate hobbies. I quickly found that out because I had a period of time where I was just buying books like crazy and I just didn't read them all. And I mean, like, I don't think it's good or bad, but I do know that those are definitely two different hobbies. Okay, I love this next one. Sometimes it's okay to bend the spine because you low-key can't read it if it's a chunky book. And that is totally true. Like, there are some times that I literally break the spine of the books. I don't purposely actually start reading a book and break the spine, like literally break the spine. Because you can open the book and kind of like open it up. You can open it up and like not break the spine. But like sometimes books are just unreadable. And it sometimes also depends on the kind of paper that the book has. So yeah, I can totally relate. I've had to do that a bunch of times. Okay, this next one. Reading Verity was pure headache. It's so funny. I read Verity at night. I didn't know what Verity was about. I just knew it was by Colleen Hoover and I just picked it up. And I was scared. There were some times that it was very confusing, I'm not gonna lie. And we obviously get the huge plot twist at the end. And we just kind of like are left up in the air without an explanation, without an actual explanation. If you've read Verity, you know what I mean. Like, we don't really get an actual explanation. It's those kind of endings that we have that kind of has two endings. So you can believe one of those endings or the other one. So I agree, definitely a headache. Next one is, I didn't cry while reading It Ends With Us. And I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that they didn't cry, and it's totally fine. Like, I don't think it's a big deal. I remember I did. It Ends With Us was the first book I ever read in my entire life. It was really impactful. Like, it was really harsh for my first book. I just picked it up. I didn't even read the description, nothing. I just picked it up. That was my mistake. But at the end, like, I did like the book and I did cry, but I think I cried because it was my first freaking book. Like, I was shocked to the core, to say the least. So, like, I mean, I think if I had read the book today, like now, I think I wouldn't have cried. Or like, maybe not, maybe yes, but maybe not. So, I mean, it's fine that you didn't cry. Okay, and the last opinion is, I didn't like the Spanish love deception. And this is another one that I've seen so much. And you know what? Like, I totally get why you didn't like it. I don't know, like, the Spanish love deception is definitely not for everyone. First of all, it's a slow burn. So right off the bat, if you don't like slow burns, you're definitely not gonna like the book. I feel like you're not gonna like the book. Also, because it's a slow burn, I don't feel like there's enough or a lot of romance, because essentially it is a romance book. I wish the book would have had a lot more romance. We had so many pages with like arguing and back-to-back problems and issues and all that stuff. If the book would have had like more romance to it, maybe, and a few other things to the plot, it would have been a bit better. But personally, I did enjoy it because I remember I did really like when it got to the romance part. I feel like that is why I really liked it. I remember that I almost DNF'd the book because it was a slow burn, and I'm not a slow burn person. Like, when I know a book is a slow burn, I'm like, oh my God, because I'm just not a patient person. Like, I don't have the patience for it, and that is why I have never picked a Mariana Zapata book up, because I just don't know. I think I'm just not gonna like it. So, I mean, I totally get why you didn't like the Spanish Love Deception. So, you guys, that is the end of today's chapter/episode. I really, really enjoyed recording this episode. It was really fun. I loved seeing you guys' unpopular bookish opinions. I completely accept every single one. Your opinions are valid here. It's totally fine if you didn't like a book, if you don't like a author, it's okay. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the latest chapter. And if you want to follow for more, make sure to follow the podcast. Make sure to follow the Instagram podcast at the latest chapter pod, because we have a lot of fun there. And I post a bunch of fun things. So I hope you guys have an amazing week. Happy Monday. I love you all so much. And I will see you next Monday with the latest chapter. Bye.